Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Today we have a couple great stories for you. One, we're going to do a DARPA rundown. It's been a while since we let you know on some of the ridiculous stuff that DARPA has, those big brain fuckers over there. They got a lot of stuff going on. Secondly, we're going to introduce a new game. This game is going to be fun. It's called Integrity Violator, Undisciplined, or Good to Go. I'm going to give Kate and Cons a list of scenarios. They're going to tell me if they are an integrity violator, undisciplined, or just straight up good to go. We'll end up with Katie's news brief, and then we'll hit some save rounds. And all of that begins right now. Reveille, reveille, reveille. Welcome back to Zero Block 30. Today, we are going to start off with a little bit of the DARPA rundown. If you don't remember, DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and they do some of the craziest things that the world has ever seen. Some of the best inventions, some of the inventions that we use the most, they are involved with, such as the one that you downloaded this today by using the internet. They are the ones that discovered the internet. They also came up with a computer mouse, and they didn't really have a military use for it, so they let other businesses, and then Microsoft took over with it. They designed part of the M16 assault rifle. They did that stuff and GPS. If you go anywhere using, Waze. Yeah, Waze or Google GPS, whatever.
What do you guys use when you're driving? What's your go-to navigational tool?
I'm a Waze lady. I enjoy knowing where the cops are.
Mm-hmm. I was Waze for a long time, but now I'm back on Google Maps.
Yeah, but basically, they're the Tony Starks of the military world, coming up with all our new technologies that end up bleeding into civilian life. What have they been up to lately?
Yeah, they had this big meeting, I guess it was like 2 weeks ago, which I wish I would have known. Next year, I'm going to put it on my calendar. I want to go to DARPA's events. I know it'll be boring. There'll be a lot of stuff I don't know about, but I need to be involved with those questions and answers. Like, I want to ask some of the questions, especially when you hear some of the things that they're doing. Because the first one that I want to talk about is they designed, and this one would be great. Like, if you've ever done anything cold weather training, I remember I did a land nav course in Virginia in February. It was at night. There was ice and snow on the ground. It was cold as shit. And I remember thinking I would do anything to legitimate be warm. Well, DARPA might have something for that. Kate, can you walk us through the first invention?
Yeah. So Rice University bioengineer Jerzy Slazowski. That's
Nailed
a great
it.
Name. It's J-E-R-Z-Y.
Mike Wazowski.
J-E-R-Z-Y.
I think the Z
Cons, baby
the
name.
Z is probably, the Z is probably silent there on Zablowski.
Mm-hmm. But basically, DARPA gave them a grant to work on a pill that will make you warm. You know how everybody is, once you get cold, you start shivering. Mm-hmm. If you're getting ill and you're developing a fever, you start to shiver. And this shivering, whatever the circumstance, raises your body temperature. The problem is that when you start to shiver, though, you lose dexterity and it's mm-hmm. really unpleasant. So say you're trying to, you're EOD and it's freezing cold. You're somewhere in Russia. You're trying to defuse a bomb, but you're shivering so hard. You're clipping the blue instead mm-hmm. of the red. So he's working on a pill that does like thermogenesis.
A little bit about this, so I'll kind of explain it. So the pill that they have is designed to go in and essentially change your chemical makeup for just a little while. So what it does is it goes into your bloodstream, and the chemical reacts with the iron that's in your blood, and it can make it almost heat up. This isn't for long term. You can't do it forever, but you can have it for like 4 or 5 hours at a time. So if you're going out on a patrol and it's cold as shit, you take this. That's a dis- distinct advantage over
the
enemy.
It's like cracking one of those hand warmers at a tailgate in your pocket, but you're cracking it into your bloodstream. Right.
Right. And I mean, that's such an advantage.
Hunters, this would be a huge pill for anybody.
No, you know who this helps?
Kids at the bus stop. Good job, cons.
Yes.
That. Also, I think this would prevent a lot of marriages from ending in divorce, because I think there is a raging battle that occurs between spouses when it comes to what temperature the thermostat should be set at.
That being said, what do you guys put your thermostats at?
In the winter, 66.
72.
What?
Yeah. And it's because our apartment, entire apartment that I rent, is enormous windows. And no matter what we do, it's fucking freezing in here. The bill is insane. It's terrible. But yeah, I'm
always
cold.
When I get the PSE&G bill every month, it's kind of like a game for me. I like to see how low did we get it this week or this month rather.
We've been at 63 in the house and it's been lovely. I like to be cold all the time. So we've been 63 in it and putting a little bit of extra blankets on. It's absolutely wonderful. My wife's grandma, I went over to their house once in the wintertime, never did it again. They kept it at 80 degrees.
Get out of here. 80. Oh, no.
Fucking, I don't know how the thermostat went that high. 80 is ridiculous. All right, so they have that's one of the inventions that you can warm up your blood. The second type that they have, which I also think is pretty cool, this one's making people eat trash. Straight up trash.
So basically, we know that trash is a huge problem for forward deployed, thus the burn pits and all the issues we're having with that. Because what do you do with it? How do you get rid of it? The logistics of trash and waste are an enormous pain in the ass. So if they could take all of our garbage, like say our MRE wrappers, all the water bottles. So DARPA wants to use Pentagon's Blue Sky Projects wing to turn those into fuel, building materials, or food itself. They want to be able to turn our waste into, so maybe.
And this have you, go ahead, Kate.
I'm just saying you can use them as sandbags afterwards. They just want to be able to recycle our waste to use on forward operating posts and stuff, instead of just having to burn it and breathe it in. Which is a great
idea. Some
of
them that they went to, I read a little bit more about this and how they're doing it. It's essentially strips the micro particles. They rips them apart, and there's micronutrients in the plastic still from based on what it's made from like corn and ethanol and all that stuff, where they can extract some nutrients, and then you put enough in there and then everybody can kind of eat off of it. I don't understand how that's going to work, because I'm not gnawing on a fucking water bottle.
It's going to be terrible.
I'm not having that.
I like the idea of designing it in ways that can be reused on like forward operating outposts and stuff like that, or maybe as even to bulk up defenses and stuff like that. But I don't know.
It should be DARPA presented by our good friends at 3Chi, honestly, because that's how you have to have. Like, what if we just ate water bottles? Like,
just ate out of the garbage?
Yeah. What if we made people's blood warmer by a pill? That's the only way those ideas come about. Mm. What's next, Kate?
Plant-eating robots. So the Energy Autonomous Tactical Robot Program, it sought to create robots that could feed off of plants just like animals do. So instead of having to plug in your robot or whatever, you could just let it graze for a little bit in your yard. That way humans and robots aren't competing with power sources. I like that the CEO had to issue this statement. We completely understand the public's concern about futuristic robots feeding on the human population. But that's not our mission.
Just because that's not your mission doesn't mean
that
it's
might
not
become
happen.
The mission for the
and
robots.
That was written in the past tense. I feel like maybe that project got squashed.
No, just watch
next.
But that all
watch
I can
Terminator 2 one time for me.
That reminded me when I was reading about this. The only thing kept coming into my mind is the rhino in Ace Ventura, where he crawls out of his butthole. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Up next, mechanical elephants. In the 1960s, DARPA began researching vehicles that would enable troops and equipment to move more freely in the dense terrain of Vietnam. And I mean, they're still working on stuff like this. We see the pack carrying robots, the exoskeletons, everything they're building. They maybe aren't trying to build like an elephant per se anymore, but DARPA has always been working on ways to help us move gear in situations where vehicles don't work. So I feel like even though the mechanical elephant is dead, that program has kind of lived on in a bunch of different ways.
And they made drastic improvements to that mule that we were talking about. There was another video based on the research that's gone on. They've taken it to different types of terrain now. They've gone through like really thick sand like you would have in like Saudi Arabia if you're in like a big desert like that. They've gone up mountains they took it to Switzerland and went up different mountains. They had it on just like pavement. They've made it where it's really good. And That's where I found out today. You guys know that, I'm sure, Cons, you know that golf cart that you could put your golf clubs in it and then put a remote into your pocket and it follows you around?
Yes. Yes.
That is from that technology. Like, that makes is sense. A DARPA technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Makes sense. I wonder though, like, if this would introduce a level of shame though into the military, especially in infantry units where it's like, oh, you using the elephant to carry your gear, you can't carry it yourself.
Cool, or it's whatever. Only for officers and staff NCOs that get them. Yeah, that's probably what it would be. It'll be like a pistol. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they only get a pistol if you're a staff NCO or an officer.
Yep. I like it.
All right, let's move on to a game I have for you today. And the rules are, again, the only ones you can pick: integrity violator, undisciplined, or good to go. Okay.
Okay.
All right. The first one that we have, first one up.
Quality sleep optimizes recovery, helping professional and everyday athletes perform their best. Only the Sleep Number Smart Bed is proven to improve the quality of sleep and provides valuable insights that can be used to support overall wellness. Talent on a college team allows the best players to outperform their opponents, but in the NFL, everyone is talented. Players entering the draft need every competitive edge they can get, starting with quality sleep. Training will only get more intense as players transition to the pros, so to optimize recovery, they can rely on Sleep Number for consistent, high-quality sleep. Experience game-changing sleep with a Sleep Number smart bed only at a Sleep Number store.
I'm sure you've all done it before. Kicking the ice under the fridge whenever you're getting a drink.
Good to go.
Good to go?
Wait, integrity violator, what was the second one?
Undisciplined.
Undisciplined. Yeah, I think that one's undisciplined. It's so much easier to just bend down and throw that ice cube in the sink, and then you don't have water collecting mold underneath your refrigerator.
I never go under there. Not my problem.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Kate there. That's such little water that I will never pick it up. And it's such little water that I don't even think it can make mold. I don't have mold in my house, and I've been doing it for 40 years.
So I just thought, yeah, maybe because it's so small, it evaporates before mold forms. So maybe that's where you're at.
Start doing it, Con. Start doing it.
I don't know. I can't.
Next, not putting the trash bag back into the trash.
Oh, undisciplined.
Undisciplined.
Yeah. I think that's an integrity violator. Because you, like, if you go in there and you know that somebody just took out the trash, you're going to assume that it's there. I've done it in my house a million times with my kids. And then next thing you know, you got half a plate of spaghetti hitting the bottom. Like, you don't want that shit. I think it's an integrity violator.
For all my talk of feminism and championing and all that, trash is Pat's problem, man.
Yeah.
I let that pile up. I'm too. Like, you better take the trash out soon. You better put the bag back in there. I don't do none of it.
Yeah. Alex never takes the trash. She just lets me know when it needs to be taken
out.
Right.
That's her extent of trash. Figure it out.
Yeah. And Annalise takes the boxes and just throws them on the porch because she knows that I'll go out there and get them. We are the same way. But the only things that we have, like traditional roles, one, the trash. I'm always going to be able to take out the trash. Two, trash to the fucking road. That's on me too. Mm-hmm. Three, anything that happens in the yard is my purview. Like, where she doesn't even care. She doesn't look, has no bearing on her life whatsoever. And four, anything car related, like going to get the oil change and all that stuff, I go. And five, the dog stuff. But
I will probably, I actually already kind of do follow in all of those. Although I, just refresh my memory. I don't know where I saw it the other day, but there was this little kid and his job, he went around knocking on his neighbor's door. And he said for like $1 a month or like $5 a month, he would take their trash cans back from the street up to their house. And I was like, what a great little entrepreneurial kid right there. Great idea. Because also, what's $5 a month to most people, right? And then, you know, teaching him about business and ingenuity. I love it. Love
His parents said that he's making like $60 a month just going up and down his own little street. I would pay a little kid $1 to bring in.
Absolutely. And $60 a month when that kid, I don't know, he looked like 10 or 11, that might as well be $1 million.
Oh, in New York City, the kids would always go around when it snowed asking, do you need your car dug out? And I'd be like, take $50, man. I'm so fucking lazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, I think that we should reward that type of behavior, because you don't see kids doing that a whole lot now. At my old house, I used to have people mow the grass, and then this kid, during COVID time, was pushing his lawnmower, his little push lawnmower, around the neighborhood, going to doors and see if anybody could do it. I had just had my grass mowed. I was like, why don't you do the front yard and I'll give you $10. He's like, okay. So I'd just been mowed and he's just going along mowing it himself. It was cute, man. Like, I think you got to reward kids like that. All right.
Absolutely.
Three. eating the last little bit of cereal and then putting the empty box back.
Oh my God, integrity violator. Mm.
This happens at the Barstool office all the time. People will leave a donut box, an empty donut box out in the back kitchen, and I get so excited and I open the lid and there's nothing in there. Yeah, that's an integrity violator.
Yeah, I agree. And honestly, I think I should have added another category here, and that should have been unbecoming. Like, this is just like, this is just ridiculous.
Straight to jail.
You can't do straight to jail right away. No, I think we all agree on that one. Next one, same question, but waffles.
What do you mean? Oh, just eat the last waffle and put the box back?
Right.
Integrity violator. Integrity
I think that's even more egregious.
Yeah.
Because then, like, a cereal could be like a late night snack. Waffles, you're going to, this is my breakfast. You're fucking with my entire breakfast. Now I got to go get an Egg McMuffin with a Southern style chicken biscuit with a Egg McMuffin on the side.
How much, how many waffles you eating, pal?
I eat a lot of waffles. I'll be honest. I eat quite a bit of the chocolate chip ones. Buddy, I got a new toaster with the four. I always was a two toaster guy. Went with four because two ain't enough to wet my whistle.
Oh, my God. You're an 8-year old.
I really am. And I've lost weight doing it. I'm back totally on my white trashness. Look, I just took off the top of my cookie jar right here. You want to see how white trash I am putting my hand in it?
Oh, no.
Boom. Paydays, baby.
Wow.
Paydays and Butterfingers. That's all I got. Hell yeah. All right. Next one. Taking your significant other's car and leaving it near empty and gas.
Oh my God. Another integrity violation.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Pat and I both, do we see who? I'll get it all the way to empty. And if I know I can make it home, I'm like, good. It's on him. Next time he gets in the car, we both play that game. It's very sad. Yeah.
There's nothing that makes me, because I will go get it. Like, if she came home at 5 o'clock and was like, hey, we're almost out of gas, I know that you got to take Cardi in the morning, I always would go get it in the evening.
Yeah.
I get in, it's fucking 6:30. It's cold outside. And then I got to stop. God forbid it's raining out there. I think that's good to go. Cause my wife does that to me all the time. And I don't want any clips come out here to say that it's not. Kate, what do you think? Oh yeah. You already said six. Stealing cheesecake bars whenever you work at Winn-Dixie.
Fair. Good to go.
Yeah, I think it's good to go. I used to do it all the time. I fucking love stealing. I wish I could go back in time and we made stealing legal. There's nothing like the rush of stealing. I bet I had 5 or 6 copies of Michael Jackson's Free Willy soundtrack. I love that album, and I couldn't get enough of the tapes. I had the tapes, and I still would steal them.
Well, yeah, I mean, in high school, me and my friends stole beta fish from Walmart.
Oh, where'd you
We are them? A generation. Under our shirts. The three of us are a generation of stealers.
In the bag.
We all downloaded music. Illegally, we all stole music. That was how we came up
and destroyed our parents' computers too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, last one. Saying you don't eat ass when you do.
Introducing High Noon's all new Vodka Iced Tea. It's time to finally ditch those sugary malt-based teas and try High Noon Vodka Iced Tea made with real vodka, real iced tea. It's non-carbonated with no added sugar and 90 calories. High Noon Vodka Iced Tea is great for any occasion under the sun. Comes in 4 delicious flavors you gotta try. Original peach, lemon, and raspberry. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find a pack near you.
Okay. Good to go. I think what you do with your bus is your own business.
Yeah, I kind of think that's an integrity violator. What you're doing right there is trying to shame everybody else. Like, you're like, oh, I'm too good to eat ass or get my ass eaten. No, you're not.
But I think you can tell, like,
23
people, if you look at me and Pat and you look at us, you're like, they're not eating each other's asses.
What, you think you think that's a hot people thing?
Like, those two are grizzled. There ain't no way they're going down there. Honestly.
That's like a Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie thing.
Yeah,
only.
You got to be.
What do you think you got to be above? Like I think both people have to be above a 7.5.
If you're very hairy,
you both got to be below a 3. Because once you're below a 3, you could be fucking behind your car and nobody cares.
And nobody cares, right? You have that's honestly yes. You have to be above a 7.5 or below a 3 to eat ass. I think that's acceptably. Correct.
I saw a guy, his house was like right behind this terrible apartment building that was, you could tell that it was like destroyed all the time. And there was people outside using his Weber grill, like leaning up against it. And somebody was fucking this lady right behind. And he just came out. He's like, get on out of here. Like they're dogs. Like, get out of here. Go, go, go. Yeah. Like smacking the newspaper at him.
I think this was a great example of why we don't have NCOs and lower enlisted come to the officers club. Those conversations.
Yeah. I bet you, officers, you guys, I know you guys are eating asses upside down pineapples. Yeah.
I think officers eat way more ass than enlisted do.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. This one's an integrity violator for sure. This is a woman in New Brunswick High School in New Jersey. She went to school, high school, not a big deal, right? She went to high school, but the problem is she was 29 years old, right, Kate?
Yeah, I saw this clip on Twitter last night, and it was a school board meeting. And essentially, it was a school board letting the parents know, hey, small little note at the end of this meeting here. We did accidentally have like a 30-year-old lady sneak in going to school with your kids for a week.
They said it so underneath their breath, like matter of fact, like this is, it was like they were reporting the free and reduced lunch numbers.
Yeah, you could hear the rumble go across the crowd. So Hai Jong Shin, she attended New Brunswick High School for 4 days before she was caught. And I saw a photo of this woman, a student, I saw it on Twitter, took a picture of this lady and it tweeted out like, what the fuck? Because it looked like a 30-year-old, like, look at me. I don't look like a high school kid. The 29-year-old woman was arrested last week after spent 4 days enrolled in the school. She was charged with one count of providing a false government document. During her days in school, she spent a lot of time with guidance counselors who just tried to find out more info about her. So
that's brazen. I mean, if you're 29 years old going to high school and you're sitting with the guidance counselor, brazen.
The only this thing is, go ahead. If it turned out, I have no idea why she did it at all in any way. But if she watched Drew Barrymore's Never Been Kissed,
I was just gonna say this is just a plot to Never Been Kissed.
But that would still be wrong unless it was a teacher she was trying to get kissed.
Yeah, especially since the teacher was trying to fuck her. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Can we talk? Yeah, two things. Number one, how problematic that movie is that teacher was pursuing what he thought to be a high school student. And number two, shout to Glennie Balls for making out with Drew Barrymore on last Sunday week, Conversation. Good for
making
him.
Making out might be a little much, but they did.
I'm giving him making out. Let him live.
Yeah, I saw him go under the shirt. Good for Glennie.
Yeah.
Sorry, last thing. To find out why that she did this. I don't know.
Really quickly, you know, I know you guys don't care, but last time we played New Brunswick High School, I threw three touchdowns. No big deal.
Good job.
Interesting.
Then you got to go to West Point. Right? Yeah,
and then the rest
a little
is
bit of football
here we are.
There. Yeah, 14 losses in a row to Navy later. You got
On a similar note, a 25-year-old Texas man was arrested Friday after he posed for months as a would-be high school basketball star.
And this one's an older one. I was just saying this is not an never-been-done thing. Like this,
oh, this
one
is
happened
2011.
In Texas. Yeah, but
Sydney
it's a good
Bouvier,
one, too.
Sydney Bouvier, Gilstrap Portley of Mesquite, Texas. I'm going to
read
that again.
Read that name again, Kate.
Sydney
That's
Bouvier,
a fucking name.
Gilstrap Portley of Mesquite, Texas was arrested and charged with tampering with government records after he enrolled at two Dallas, Texas high schools as a 17-year-old boy named Rashawn Richardson.
Great name if you're going to give yourself one.
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Did it so that he could play basketball and be the star. And isn't that the dream of all of us, really? Like,
Uncle Rico, baby, that's the way it goes down.
Yeah, to be able to go back and actually be good at the sport you played, what a treat that would be. But yeah, so it's out there. Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, Kate, what's up for the news roundup? What do we have here?
Okay, quick news roundup. I only got three things today. Number one, if you are EASing in the Army right now, buddy, you are trapped in purgatory. Mm-hmm. Where are you going? Nowhere. The paperwork is all screwed out. A systems outage is not allowing soldiers to get their DD-214s. Approximately 4,000 troops, that means, are just trapped in the Army right now. They thought they were done. They thought they were going home. But guess what? Due to data processing issues, they're screwed. I don't understand this.
Like, we talked at the top of the show about all they can do pills that makes people's blood get warmer. But we can't figure out a basic website. Like, every website that you go to, it takes 20 minutes for a military website to upload. 20 minutes.
Yeah, but also, people left the Army before computers. Right. So, you know, isn't there a backup way to process people out if your system's down?
But people were able to get places without maps on GPSs before. We can't do that now.
No, they said the system should be working again within a week. So it could take up to another week and encourage troops experiencing problems to report them to their chain of command. Mm. I can't imagine anyone desperately trying to get their DD-214 and get the fuck out of there.
Oh, hey, Gunny, I can't get my DD-214. Good, get in formation, bitch.
Yeah, I can't imagine not saying something and just like hanging out for another. They've been there for like a year or something. Up next, hero alert. Shout out to Marine veteran Carlos Fernandez. He waded into a freezing cold lake to rescue two women whose car had run off the road in Hammond, Indiana on January 16th. He said, "I think it was the Marine in me," which was instantly just like, "Hey, you always got to do the right thing." Something
same thing
that
with
we
cons.
As we'll get to at the end of the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You always got to do the right thing. Something we preach in the Marine Corps is integrity, and integrity is doing the right thing when nobody is looking. And exactly, I just right. love, we talk about like all, I feel like we share a lot of stories about shitheads in the Marines. Like I did a TikTok the other day about that Marine in the hotel in San Diego who attacked those women. And then they ended up knocking his ass out of the lamp. It's good to tell a story about guys like Carlos Fernandez who are out there doing the right thing and crediting it to the Marine Corps. Thankfully though, there was someone looking their cell phone video of the incident. Which, what's the point of helping others if that's not the case?
Right. I mean, if cons, I'm so sad for you that, nobody we'll talk about it in Save Rounds.
Yeah. Save Rounds. Yeah. Finally, all this classified documents debacle.
Yeah.
At this point now, it's like, who hasn't stolen or accidentally taken or whatever classified documents? So I found this really fun story the Associated Press dug up. Follow me on this one. It's a doozy. On a winter's day in 1984, a briefcase stuffed with classified government documents showed up in a building in Pittsburgh, brought by someone who most certainly wasn't supposed to have them. That was 13-year-old Kristen Preble. She took the papers to school as a show-and-tell project for her 8th-grade class. Her dad had found this suitcase of classified documents in a Cleveland hotel room years earlier and just took them home as a souvenir.
Don't blame this guy at all. I'd pocket them bad boys, too.
Yeah, a different sort of show and tell is unfolding in Washington over the mishandling of state secrets by the Trump and now the Biden administrations. And the schoolgirl episode from 4 decades ago still stands as a reminder that other presidents, too, have let secure information spill.
Yeah, and they actually put this 13-year-old girl in jail for it. She's still
She's still in the slammer now. Yeah. The grade 8 escapade and one known as Debategate both involved the mishandling of classified documents that Democratic President Jimmy Carter used to prepare for a debate with Republican rival Reagan in Cleveland in October of 1980. In the latter instance, the Reagan campaign obtained, some said stole, Carter's briefing materials for the debate. So they must have accidentally, so Reagan's squad stole somehow a whole briefcase from Carter's squad. And then whoever stole them forgot and ditched them in this Cleveland hotel. The next guest to stay there was just this guy from Pittsburgh who was like, this is fucking sweet. Took it home and was a family keepsake for years. In today's docudramas, special counsels have been assigned to investigate Trump and his cache of documents and Biden and his stash, which he willingly gave up only months later. Well, he gave them up, but he didn't disclose it to the rest of us for many, many months, and very shady there as well. Also, Mike Pence now has had stuff found in his home. The Carter files fell into Kristen's hand through a somewhat meandering route. Again, her dad, traveling for work, found them. The family didn't really read through them. We looked through them, but didn't think they were important, said Carol, Kristen's mother. And so she let him take them to school. And that's when people were like, the teachers were like, wait, what is this? What are you reading?
Could you imagine how many of the country's problems we would solve if we prosecuted everybody that was involved in this specific situation? Just made sure that they can all never hold public office again. That would be incredible. Joe, yeah. Trump, Pence, the whole squad
there.
There
would be no one left,
just
really,
get them
I
out.
Feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah, we'll start
yeah,
fresh.
I wonder, though, how much, like, if everybody's got classified documents, are they really even classified, you know? I don't know. It just seems ridiculous that they all have them at this point.
It really does. All right, let's move on to...
I think it bears mentioning about what we're doing with Ukraine right now and sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to help. So President Biden announced that we're going to send a battalion of Abrams tanks, 31. And I'm just kind of curious what you guys think. Like, number one, what's one battalion worth the tanks going to really do? And then number two, if you don't have like the maintenance and the fuel to keep up with them, eventually they're just going to break and you're not going to be able to fix them. And then you're going to be down to like 3 tanks. And this was like a show of goodwill, I guess. But for what?
I think it's a show of it took us this long to train the Ukrainians on how to properly take care of and maintain these tanks. Otherwise, because it doesn't, to me, it doesn't signal anything. A lot of the military people that I see, like smarter than me, they all keep talking about this tanks and like going over there, that it shows Putin that we're super involved and we're going to be involved and that we're like financing a lot of this stuff. Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners. We're going to take a quick break for a message from one of our partners. All right, now back to the episode. Dude, they've been getting fucking shelled by our weapons over and over again for like a year now. Like, that, what does the Abrams tank do that a Hamas can't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It just seems like...
Is that what it's not called? Isn't that it?
HIMARS. Yeah, HIMARS. Yeah.
Oh. I just like to say HIMARS.
It's
going to
be another Millie Miley thing. Fancy. Yeah. It's French. Like croissant. Yeah. A lot. All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Kate, we will start with you.
Okay, so by the time you listen to this show, we're recording it Thursday morning. For this other show I'm on called The Yak, we're having a cake/case race today. And so I think it's teams of three, and I'm with KB and Roan. And what we have to do is eat between the three of us 13 cupcakes, I think it is, and 29 beers or something like that. I'm sick. I woke up this morning and I was pretty much dead. Had to be in the shower for an hour to even clear my system out enough to function. But God damn it, I'm not going down. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows alcohol and sickness mix very well.
Yeah, just flush the whole system out.
I'm just hoping, and this is maybe unhealthy to say, that once I'm three beers in, I hit that stride where my body's like, oh yeah, I remember this feeling, and then it's smooth sailing, and I'll deal with the consequences later.
Yeah, that's a problem for future Kate on a Friday.
I'm just hoping the cupcakes don't create a plug for the fizzing of the beer creates like a burp bomb.
No, what I do think you might run into, though, is the dairy in the cupcakes mixing with the beer. I don't know how well that will go.
I've always used dairy to settle down beer belly. So milkshakes are like my go-to hangover thing.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
That's like have you never seen an Irish car bomb? Like, it curdles in there.
Buddy, that was one of my things back in the day to impress dudes, was how quick I could crush those suckers. So, I've seen a few.
Honest to God, that probably
Marlboro
played
Reds,
in the Marine Corps.
I said, they're going
to
love this shit.
I do think one of the first times you and I hung out in a bar setting, we were drinking car bombs, if I recall correctly.
I was probably not trying to hook up, but I was probably trying to impress you and make you realize, oh, she's pretty cool.
She's a bad bitch.
Anyway, I'm trying to think if I have anything else
tip
right now.
Tip for you, Kate. Have you seen that you could drink way more beers in a row if you put it into a glass and make the fizz come out? Because the problem is you get so gassy and airy where you have to burp. If you let all the fizz out, you'll be able to drink it faster and more smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they got to be kind of almost room temperature the way the Brits drink them sometimes. I feel like if it's too cold, it gets stuck in the gullet. I'll figure it out. Hannah Fryer, she was in Rough and Rowdy, military, awesome. I love her. She is getting out soon, and she, not DM'd me, but she pinged me on Twitter and was like, hey, Kate, can you do a segment telling me how to use like my basic benefits? Like, how do I find a doctor? How do I? And I said, I didn't say this to her yet, but I'll say now, honey, you're asking the wrong lady. I do not know any, but I am going to look into it, and maybe I'll do like a tweet thread for my own knowledge, but like, for dummies kind of thing soon.
Why don't we not you have a show where you talk about military stuff. Why don't we do that here?
But basically what I've always done, Hannah, is just walk into whatever VA I'm registering at and being like, help me, I'm stupid.
I'm sick.
And then they show you. They're like, here you go, dumb. Here's how it works.
And all those doctors there are like, I know you came in for an elbow, but we're going to send you on over to the OBGYN. We have no idea what to do with the lady bones.
Yeah, we have no idea.
These lady bones are wild.
Yeah, always crackling. Anyways, I don't think I have anything else, but just pray for me because I just can feel in my bones. Tomorrow, especially waking up after the cake case race, is going to be just brutal. It reminds me of being hungover and having
just send Kate good vibes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough because we have an interview. I'm doing an interview tomorrow at some point. Okay. Yep.
Where are we at? We need an update on the bite situation. Where are we at on the bites?
Yeah, so we did get the 10th bite, and then they handed me the paper. Didn't I update on here and say?
But we don't know if
we don't know from then. That was like two and a half weeks ago. Yeah.
So they handed me the paper. I had to do the sign of shame in front of the other parents outside the daycare. And
wear the little fucking cards like you're advertising for Quiznos.
Yep. And I said to her, I was like, oh my God, is this it? Like, because it happened on a Thursday. And I was like, am I even allowed to bring him in tomorrow? I'm kind of whispering so the other parents can't hear, even though they all know. And she's like, she's the assistant to the woman who owns it. And she looks right. She goes, I'll call you tonight. And I was like, oh, there's hope for something. So yeah. She didn't call me. But the next day, actually, I was in Home Depot shopping for beer bong funnels for the tank race when the daycare called me. And they're like, are you busy right now? I'm like, no, not at all. This is bizarre. Anyway, they said, they're like, we kind of do that. We're not going to kick them out. And I was like, well, you had a whole meeting telling me you were gonna. You scared the shit out of me. I had new daycares lined up. Mm-hmm. They're like, we kind of have to do that to put the fear of God in parents to make sure they're really trying at home. And I was like, I promised you I was. So now they're like, we'll give him a little more leeway. We're not going to kick him out. And now if he bites, they're going to remove him to the head
he's
lady's
be in
office.
Solitary confinement.
And they're like, is that okay with you if we do that? And I was like, absolutely.
He's a dagger to himself and others.
Wait, I don't understand though. Like, what do they expect you to do? Like, bring him home and rationalize with a toddler? Like,
and dude,
what's
you
the
cannot,
there?
Man. You just can't.
He doesn't get it. No toddler does.
He bit me the other day, actually, for the first time in a while. I think it was just for the thrill. He bit me on the leg and then he looked up like this. Like pumped. He wasn't even mad. He just did it randomly. I think he likes the chaos of it, which I read is one of the reasons toddlers bite. They like the chaos that ensues.
But whenever Cardi would do it, I had forgotten about this. When Cardi would bite me, I'd be like, ow! Like act like it hurt. And like, you hurt daddy. You hurt mama. And then eventually they're like, oh God, you're the one that puts bottles and shit in my mouth. I don't want that.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to act it out. There's no, I mean, whatever. Hopefully. So I guess he's got a few more rogue bites left, but I think he's coming out of it. And I think they could tell because he hadn't bitten a while until that Thursday. So I think they can tell he's almost out of it too. So hopefully, I don't know, but that's where we're at. It was very
all
stressful.
Right. Cons, what about you? How are we doing with bites over at your side of the podcast?
Well, we're not necessarily dealing with bites, but we're dealing with other things that are just driving me up a wall currently. Okay. You know, we're talking about mixing drinks and doing things. Our colleagues over there at the Mean Girl Pod, Jordan and Alex, I think they would actually fit in really well in the military, living in the barracks, but I need them to stop with these. Let's mix Diet Coke and champagne. Let's mix red wine and Coke. Knock it off. It is ridiculous behavior from adults who have the means to not do those sorts of things. Those are the sorts of things you do like when you're in the barracks and you have nothing else.
Well,
so you just have to get creative.
Alex has been around a little bit of money for a while. So maybe she doesn't even value the expensive stuff.
Maybe not.
So she's like, ah, fuck it. I've been drinking Dom since I was two. Let's put a little bit of Diet Coke in this Sauvignon
Blanc. Yeah, she wants to slum it. Yeah, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Unbelievable behavior. So those two drive me up a wall. They shouldn't, but they do. And then
Pat's been drinking red wine and Coca-Cola since I met him.
I don't. Why?
Always.
Why?
He's always done it. He calls it like Kalamazoo.
Why? Isn't it like a Eastern European thing?
Yeah.
Anything else, Cons?
Yeah. So I went to my high school the other night for a basketball game. No big deal. We're number 4 in the state right now. Really fun to watch. And me and my dad are there. After the game, something happened. And we've all talked about, you know, people like to think how they might react in a situation. And we've all been in situations where things have gone down, especially in the military, and you kind of don't think, you just kind of act and you hope your training kicks in and you'll just do something. So following the game, we're standing on the court talking to a buddy of mine and his brother. And all of a sudden at one point, my buddy's brother goes, whoa, is that kid all right? And I turn around and I see a kid, I don't know, maybe he was like 15, 16. He's on all fours on the court. He wasn't a player. He was a fan. And then maybe 2 seconds later, he just completely passes out. I drop my jacket. I turn to my friend's brother. I say, call 911. I run over to the kid. He was having a seizure. I helped stabilize him until the trainers and the EMTs got there. But it was just crazy because, and I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back. I'm saying it to say, I hadn't ever been presented in a situation like that for, I don't know, maybe more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. Like there were no thoughts through my head. Like, oh, maybe you should go over and help that kid. I just kind of acted. So that just gave me a little peace of mind that I have a person coming into this world that maybe I will be able to take care of. And I don't need to necessarily be as scared because I still have those instincts in me help.
They so, even ramp up, bud. Like you guys know me. I'm not fast twitch muscle fiber anymore by any means. And one day McCartney, probably like, 18 months or so, was coming down, like they used to go down on their bellies, like the stairs, mm-hmm. like a lot of kids, tripped, went down, started like tumbling over. We had wood floors in the old house that was going mm-hmm. down. I like hopped up off the couch and dove and put my hand right underneath Cardi's head, like right before it hit the ground. And my wife was like, how in the world did you know to do that? And I was like, well, I knew if I didn't, you would probably yell at me a lot because I yeah. should have. It would yeah. have been my fault. Like meanwhile, that we have stairs in the house.
I'm so paranoid that I have my stools behind me. I have the instructions for what happens if he starts choking written out. On like, note you're gonna cards.
Go, like, wait, hold on.
Dash, let me check my second. Cue cards. Do you have one of those choker things?
I've read that they're kind of a scam a little bit and that whatever, but
okay.
Yeah, I have them right, and I put that chair right next to his high chair every time I feed him because I'm a nut. But I hope I would do the same. I would hope I jump. Yeah. Do the
all right, crazy. That's Baby Talk yeah. at the end of your favorite military podcast. We'll see you guys next time. It's on the retreat.